Today she is Masechta Zvachim Da Pei Hey. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Da Pei Dalet Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. As we begin our shir, it's appropriate to teach us to review what the Rambam in Hilchas Masa Kabbonis Perik Yudches Halacha Aleph through Gimel teaches us. Hashachem Al B'chutz, regarding the Halacha of doing an Avoida outside of the Azara. Says the Rambam, Kol Kabbonis Kulam, all kabbonis, being kabbonis behemes, whether it's an animal, v'oif, or bird, being kabbonis menachas, whether it's a kabbon mincha, the mitzvah say is lakriva v'beisa b'chira, to bring them in the beisa migdash. Shnemar, shom tasa kol asher noichim tzavecha. The hamak of kabbon b'chutz la'azara, if somebody brings a kabbon outside the azara, detail mitzvah to say he has violated mitzvah to say, and also vava loisa say he has violated a mitzvah. He has violated a mitzvah loisa say. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Hishamalcha pantala oilasecha b'chol makom shatira. Dim hikriv says the Rambam b'mezid if he did it b'mezid is chayiv koris. Shenemar ashiyala oilo zevaf al pesach oil moed lo yaviu v'nichras mi amav. B'shoigig, he brings a carbon chattis. Somebody who shechs kachim, continues the Rambam, chutz la'azara, outside the azara, af b'shloi heloisam, even if he didn't sacrifice them, he just did the shechita. Again, says the Rambam, im ha'y mezid, if he did this with mezid, he's charev koris. Shnemash yishchat shor kesov eiz, dam yichoshiv lishahu dam shofach v'nichras, his chayiv chorus rachmal slon b'mezid m'shach b'shogi chay mevi chatz kvu. If he did it b'shogi, brings a karm chatz. Teaches us the Gemara Amar Rabbi Yochanan shochet behema. If somebody shecht behema kotshim belayla at night b'fnim in the beis hamikdash, or and then v'hel b'chutz, and he brought the avram and the behema outside the beis hamikdash, chayiv, he's going to be chayiv chorus b'mezid chatz b'shogi. And even Rabbi Yehuda, who's of the opinion that a behemoth that was slaughtered at night is possible, and if it's put on the Mizbeach, that the halach is that Ma'olu Yardu, the halach is that they completely have no Kedusha, because says the Gemara, Shaloi Tehei Pchusu Meshach B'chutz, U'mal B'chutz, just like we just learned, if somebody shechs a carbon outside the Azara, and he puts the Avrim on for Haktara, his Chayiv for the Shechita and for the Halah B'chutz. Similarly, the Behema, that even if it just had Shechita outside the Azara, if it's put on the Mizbeach does not infuse it with any Kedusha. And the similar, says the Gemara, if somebody shechs a Behema inside the Azara by night, and then he took it outside the Azara, and he burnt it outside the Azara, he's chayiv for Malei Varim B'chutz, even though this carbon has already been disqualified by the fact that the Shechita was done at night. Ask the Gemara on this concept, Ma'aser of Chiyuv Aravin, Hashachar Aipafnim, if somebody shechs a bird inside the Azara, and of course, as we've learned many times, shechita is not the way to kill a bird that's a carbon. But here it says again the Gemara, shechet oipifnim, if somebody shechted a bird inside the Azara, or mal b'chutz, and then he puts it up for burning outside the Azara, potter. Why? Because this bird is not usable as a carbon. Why is this bird not usable as a carbon? Because of a concept that we've discussed numerous times in our shiurim, that the way a bird that's a carbon is killed, it's killed through malika, not through shechita. And therefore, since this is not considered a carbon, when you do it b'chutz, what you did is nothing. Shachet b'chutz. But if you shechted a bird outside the Azara, and mal b'chutz, and then you put up the evarim b'chutz for burning, then you will be chayiv, because that's called shchut echutz. Neima. But now ask the Gemara, if the halacha is that if you shaychet umala b'chutz, a carbon oif, was saying yechayiv, and now the Gemara introduced at the beginning of our shiur today, that what's done outside should not be considered more or more significant than what's done inside. So if that's the case, ask the Gemara. So if it was done outside, we just said you'll be chayiv. So why, if it's done inside, will you not be chayiv? Neima, ask the Gemara, based on the concept that we've begun our shiur today, that if you did something inside the Azara, it should not be treated any less significantly than if it was done outside the Mazara, says the Gemara Tiyufta. Isn't this a refutation of what Rabbi Yochanan has said? Answers the Gemara, as we really alluded, when you shecht a bird inside the Azara, when you shecht a carbon inside the Azara, what you're doing is really a meaningless act. Why is it considered a totally meaningless act? Because there's no shechita in the Azara. The only thing that's supposed to be doing in the Azara is Malika. And therefore, the carbon that had shechita in the Azara is not considered an act of hakrovis carbon. And as I saw the Aruch Sameach suggest, what the Gemara means to say is, it's not considered as if you brought a carbon, because what you it didn't get, the this bird that you shechted in the Azara is not infused with any Kedusha. It could only be fused with Kedusha if you did Malika. Continues the Gemara, Amar Ula, Emer Kachakalim, Shehat Halof Nezikus Adan. The halacha is a number of halachas. Number one, we know that the proper order is first we do the Zrikas Adam, and after we do the Zrikas Adam, then we put the Emrim on the Mizbeach. We've also learned a number of times that by Kachem Kalim, for example, a carbon Shlomim, they're not subject to Me'ilah, until you did the Zrikas Adam. Because at the point that you did the Zrikas Adam, that's when the Emrim belong on the Mizbeach. And since at that point you have the Emrim that belong in the Mizbeach, they're subject to Me'ilah. Until that point, there is no Me'ilah. What happened in our Gemara, says Ula, somebody took the Emrim of the Kachim Kalim, Shehelim, and put them on the Mizbeach lefnei Zrikas Damam, before Zrikas Dam takes place. The halacha is that even though, as we just finished explaining, they really are not yet considered Emrim, because they're not considered Emrim until after the Zrikas Adam. Still, if they're put on the Mizbeach before they're really supposed to be designated as Emrim, if they're already put on the Mizbeach Lo Yardu, they should not be taken down. And the Gemara uses the concept that we've learned before, Nasu Lachma Shel Mizbeach. So even though you should have waited, doesn't make a difference. There's a concept that we often have been discussing, Lachma Shel Mizbeach, and the concept of Lachma Shel Mizbeach gets it connected to the Mizbeach to teach us that Olu Lo Yardu. Omer Rav Zeira Afanan Nami Tanina. So says the Gemara that this, the Pasha Pshar in the Gemara, is that the Gemara is going to bring a Brisa to support what Ula said. Others say that it's a question, that the Gemara is asking a question. Ula is supposedly teaching us here a Chiddush. Ask the Gemara, what is the Chiddush and what Ula is teaching us? Isn't this something that we were learned in a Brisa? The Pasuk, because Rav Shimon teaches us, Oila, we would only think an Oila that is a kosher carbon Oila, the halacha is an Olu Lo Yardu. How do we know, Shenishpach Dama, if the blood was pulled out, or Shiyatu Dama Chutz L'Kloyim, says the Pasuk Taras Oila, that teaches the halacha that an Olu Lo Yardu. So we see from here, that here we have a worse situation than the situation that Ula is describing. Because in Ula's situation, we have it reversed. You should have first done the Zrikas Adam, and after the Zrikas Adam, put it on the Mizbeach, the Emrim, they reversed it. Here, the Dam was completely lost. Umahasam, in the case that was just spoken about, Dimbal Israel, that if somebody wants to do now Zrikas Adam, Eloi Lizrak, he doesn't have the ability to do Zrikas Adam, the Dam was poured away. Amrit, still the halacha is, Shem Olulo Yardu, Hocha. In the case that we, that Ul is discussing, the Baal is, if somebody wants to do now Zrikas Adam, that, so he has the ability to do Zrikas Adam, like Koshkein, certainly the halacha is that those Amrim that are put on the Mizbeach should be left on the Mizbeach. Tergma, says the Gemara, we can't bring a raya. Why? Because the case that this Bryce is speaking about, something that we alluded to, is speaking about Kachikachim. Kachikachim, the Amrim, are subject, the whole carbon is subject to Mila right away. And therefore, the Amrim get the status of Amrim as soon as it becomes a carbon. Whereas, when we're speaking about Kachim Kalim, as we said, the Amrim don't get the status of Amrim until after the Zrikas Adam. So therefore, maybe there, since the Zrikas Adam, the case of Ula, since the case of Zrikas Adam has not yet taken place, so therefore the Amrim are not yet considered Amrim. And therefore, if they're not yet considered Amrim, if they're put on the Mizbeach, or you put something on the Mizbeach that doesn't really belong there at all, says the Gemara. But the Braisa says that the Pesach and the Chatas, they were brought Shaloi Lishma, and you put the Amrim on the Mizbeach, the halacha is that Im Olu Lo Yardu. And the Braisa is assuming that we're speaking here also about a case where the blood spilled out. And we know, asked the Gemara, Pesach, Kachim Kalimhu. So we see that we can't say that the reason that Bryce is different is because it's Kachikachim. Answers the Gemara, Targuma, the Bryce is speaking about Bishloi Lishmon. The issue is not that the blood is spilled out. The entire consideration there is Shloi Lishma, and therefore that's nothing to do with spilled blood. Tanan, so now the Gemara brings a different raya to Ula's position. For Kulon, the Mishnah Torah and Da'pei Dalar Man Aleph, Kulon, all animals, Sholom Chayim Gabi Mizbeach, any animal that went onto the Mizbeach live, the din of Amal Ula Yardu doesn't apply. Haz Shchutim, doesn't the Mishnah come to teach us that if they were put on the Mizbeach after they were Shachten, Lo Yardu, they remain there. My love, isn't that Bryce is speaking about both by Kachim Kachim and both by Kachim Kalim, which is exactly what Ula said. Says the Gemara, Loi, Hashchutim, what the Braisa means to teach us is that Amrim that were put on the Mizbeach after the slaughter, there's some Mehen Yerdu, some should not be remain there, the Kachim Kalim, and some, the Kachim Kachim, Loi Yerdu, given the distinction that we've been discussing, because by Kachim Kachim, they're immediately considered Amrim, and by Kachim Kalim, they're not considered Amrim. But ask the Gemara, how could you say that is Pshat in the Mishnah? Doesn't the Mishnah use the word for Kul and Ketani? And doesn't that indicate that it's speaking both about Kachim Kachim and both about Kachim Kalim? Says the Gemara, Kulam Achayim. The word Kulam that's used in the Mishnah is talking about animals that are live. And that the Mishnah is teaching us all live animals, Talach Obim Olu Lo Yardu. Says the Gemara, Pshita. What is the Mishnah coming to teach us? Of course, an animal that's still alive, if it goes on the Mizbeach, should be taken off the Mizbeach, because when you take off the carbon from the Mizbeach, when you take it off of the Mizbeach, you could properly bring as a carbon. Why would anyone think that it should remain on the Mizbeach? Answers the Gemara, there is a Chiddush, Loyla Machayim. But we're not talking about animals that are healthy, good animals that can be used for carbon. It's talking about that this animal has dukim b'sheba'ayin. It has a cataract, which is a minimal mum. V'alibah Rabbi Akiva, and it's following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, the Omar, the Rabbi Akiva says that a live animal that's brought on the Mizbeach with dukim b'sheba'ayin, m'olu lo yardu, they shouldn't be taken down. And what's the chiddush? That we would think that since it has a dukim b'sheba'ayin, So the option or the suggestion that we just said, well, take it down and shecht it, is not an option. Because we're not going to be able to shecht it. It's a duke shabayin. So maybe we would think that if it was ready on the Mizbeach, leave it there. Teaches us the Mishnah, no. The din of an olulo yardu was never set on live animals, only on dead animals. And therefore, even though this animal, when you'll take it down, you won't be able to shecht it, it has this mum, but shechting it or leaving it on the Mizbeach is not an option. Ask the Maramaya Kumta, how have you explained the Mishnah, that when the Mishnah says, V'kulun sh'olu chayin l'rosh Mizbeach yardu, that the Mishnah is coming to teach us that this is about an animal that's about a balmum, the psulim. That the Mishnah is teaching us that a balmum, even though it's no, there's nothing we could do with it, but we take it down, that doesn't give us the right to leave it on the Mizbeach. But ask the Gemara, Amos Sefer, let's continue learning the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, V'kain oyla sh'ol s'chayil rosh Mizbeach, terid. The oyla that was goes on the Mizbeach when it's alive, you should take it down. Shachter rosh Mizbeach. But if the person, instead of doing what we just said, that it should be taken down, shechted it up there, yafshit, take off its skin, v'yinatech b'mekoyim, and cut up its meat on the Mizbeach. Now ask the Gemara, v'psua, if we're saying that our Mishnah is speaking about an animal that's a balmum, bas hefshet v'nituachu, is that the type of animal that we do hefshet v'nituach on? Ask the Gemara, the Pasuk says, v'nitach oysa amrachmana, and we learn from the limit of v'nitach oysa, oysa k'sher, the halacha of hefshet v'netuach, is only said by a healthy animal and not by an animal that's posel. So how can we say that we would do hefshet v'netuach on this animal if it's a balmum? Answers the Gemara, even though we have explained, says the Gemara, that the Reish is talking about an animal which is a balmum, seif osel k'shera. This part of the Mishnah is talking about a healthy animal. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is the Yesh Hefshet V'Nituach B'Rosh Mizbeach. That even though, as we said, what you really should have done is taken the behemoth down and do the Shechita and the Hefshet V'Nituach all not on the Mizbeach. Here, if you did the Hefshet V'Nituach, that's on the Mizbeach, it's considered a valid Hefshet V'Nituach. Ask the Gemara, however, Lamanda Omer, according to the opinion that says, Ein Hefshet V'Nituach B'Rosh Mizbeach, you can never do Hefshet V'Nituach on the Mizbeach, so that can't be what the Mishnah is coming to teach us. So we're back to our original question, Michael Maimer, what's the Mishnah here coming to teach us? Answers the Gemara, Hachem Ma'iskinan, our Mishnah is speaking about, Kigon Shosh L'Shas HaKosha B'Nefsala. We're going to explain that the Mishnah in the Seif is speaking about a case that the animal went on top of the Mizbeach when it was still healthy. And after we had Shechitas Adam, the halacha is that it became, that's when it became disqualified. And in such a case, since when we did the Shechita B'Rosh Mizbeach, the animal was a kosher animal, the Mishnah is teaching us that under these circumstances, we could do Hefshet V'Nituach on the Mizbeach. Because we have to develop this. If we're going to take it down at this point, we won't be able to bring it back up. Even though the animal became posel, here it didn't get excluded from Hefshet V'Nituach. Why does it not get it excluded from Hefshet V'Nituach? Because as we just explained, at the moment the Shechita was a healthy animal, and Amish, and this is the opinion of Elazar of Shimonhi, Dama, Kivin Shenizrik Adam, Hurt Sabasa Shachas, since at the time of Zrik Saddam, it was a kosher animal, even though something happened afterwards, but now it's on the Mizbeach, here the halach will be the Yafshitena, Fire Lakayanim, take off the skin and give it to the Kahanim. It's interesting that I saw that someone suggests that we're only focused on giving the skin, the hide to the Kahanim. But however, the Nituach, it's not clear what's going to be the halacha with the Nituach, with cutting up the pieces and burning them. Ask the Gemara, Elah, the Ketani asked the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us regarding an oil that was taken to the Mizbeach while it was alive, and did the Shechita there, Ketzer Oysa, what should be done? Malar as Krivayim Lamata, take the insides of the animal off the mizbech umedikan, wash them off from the waste that's in the stomach. Belamali, why is he doing that? We're learning leaving it on top of the mizbech is really what you ought to do, because taking it down, once you take it down, you'll never put it back up, be able to put it back up. Ask the Marketza Achad, what do you want to do? Nekrevena befersayu, to bring the animal with its waste that's not appropriate. Because the pasuk says, Hakriveyu no fechasech ayetzcha yisipenecha. If somebody brings a gift to an Avodah Zarah, of course the halach is that when somebody brings a gift to the Avodah Zarah, we're careful to do it in the nicest way. And here too, we should be concerned of that. So why are we allowed to leave it that way? Says, what we meant to say was, what's the purpose of washing it? The halacha is you can't bring, if you're going to take it off, you're not going to be able to put it back on the mizbeach. If you're going to take it off and not be able to put it on the mizbeach, just take it and burn it. And it says, the Gemara, the Misram Bebech, you know, because the reason we have to wash it is if there's going to be a coin there, v'layada, and he's not going to recognize what is going on here, nafkinu, he's gonna go and put it on the mizbeach, not recognizing that it's a carbon that's possible. Ask the Gemara, so we don't understand. Is it appropriate that we should ask the Kohanim to do something that could cause a mistake? These kervayim are possible. We're not allowed to put them on the mizbeach after they were taken off the mizbeach. But we're learning now that the halach is telling us to wash them. If the halach is telling us to wash them, it's most possible that people are going to think that it's a kosher carbon. And if they're going to think it's a kosher carbon, they're going to come to put it on the mizbeach. Why is that not a concern? Says the Gemara, the concern that we may end up with a carbon that's not supposed to be on the mizbeach, put on the mizbeach, is less of a concern, is something that we have to be concerned less than a case that we should have the kachim wrapped in their perish, in their waste, and people, and that would be a tremendous disrespect to the kachim. And since that's a tremendous disrespect, that's why we should leave it. So I saw that the Sefer Shal Tshuvas Mutzumayish Simon Chav Daled uses this Gemara for interesting Shaila. The halacha is, sometimes it's better not to say anything. This is a case that we're learning that it's better not to say anything, because by saying something, you can end up with a takala. And therefore he says, when somebody sees somebody doing something wrong, there's a great need for consideration. What does the halacha want you to do then? Does the halacha want you to say something? Or perhaps the halacha doesn't want you to say something. This concept also that we're learning now, that the halacha is most concerned about the respect and how it should be treated, I saw is relevant to a very famous shaila on Hanukkah. We all know that the halacha is that one should preferably use olive oil versus candles. There's a shaila in the Paiskim where somebody did not have olive oil and he started preparing wax candles and he put them into the menorah, and then there were oil delivered. Should he take them out or not? So Machloikas, the Shvus Yaakov, says that they should be left. The Chacham Tzvi disagrees. And one of the considerations they explain of the Shvus Yaakov is because we're concerned that if people will see you take those candles out, they may come to think that the candles of Hanukkah don't have any Kedusha. In order to avoid people making that mistake, he suggests maybe just leave it there. Arav Chibar Abba, Boy Rabbi Yochanan, Amura Kachim Kalam Shalom Lefnei Zrikas Dam. So now I ask the Gemara, the Amura Kachim Kalam, the quest that we spoke about before, that you put on the mizbeach before you do zrikas dam, yardu or lo yardu, should they be left there or not? Amalev amivet baylach, why don't you ask Mila? if we said that the Murim of Kachim Kalim only attained the status of Me'ilah later. And the question is, are they subject to Me'ilah or not? To which Rabbi Yochanan says, Me'ilah Kaim Abaylai. Regarding Me'ilah, there's no question. The Zrika who the Kavala of Me'ilah. It's the Zrika that makes the Me'ilah. Until there was Zrika Saddam, there is no suggestion it's to be subject to Me'ilah. Ki Kaim Abaylai, the entire question that we have is only regarding the question of Imalu Yardu or Imalu Yardu or Imalu Lo Yardu. Or Pashut, and Rabbi Yochanan said that what is the halacha? He says Lo Yardu. If they were put on the Mizbeach, as we keep on saying, they shouldn't have been put on the Mizbeach before the Zrikas Stam. But if they were, the halacha is Imalu Lo Yardu. However, Ve'em Ba'Mila, they're not subject to Mila. He asked the question on the Mila aspect. If they were put on the Mizbeach before Zrik Stam, Yesh Be'me'ilo Eloi, Amalei Rav Ami, to which Rav Ami said to him, why are you asking about Mila? Why don't you ask about that they left on the Mizbeach or not? Says to him, Amalei, to which Rav Yochanan said, you read the like of a Bailei. As far as the halach of Yerida, to me, that's not a question. The Nasu, because once they're put on the Mizbeach, the concept that we've discussed numerous times, the loch is Nasu Lachmash Mizbeach. And once the Nasu Lachmash Mizbeach, they remain there. The question only that we have is, Kikam and Bailei, if they were put on the Mizbeach before the Zrik Saddam, what is the Halacha? Or Pashalei, and Pashat Hachi and Rabbi Yochanan says that the Allah is that if they were put at that point, lo yerdu, they should remain there. However, since the Zrik Saddam had not yet taken place, ein ba me'ilah. We learned in the Mishnah of Elu lo yehayu psulim, the Rabbi Kiva says that a Baal Mum emolu lo yerdu. To which says the Gemara Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hechsher Rabbi Kiva, when Rabbi Kiva is being lenient about a Baal Mum, that emolu lo yerdu, it's only speaking about Beduka Shaba'ayin, as we said earlier, a cataract. Hoyo, why is a cataract, says the Gemara, treated less seriously than other Balimum? Sharon Ba'ifus. A bird that has a cataract may be, a bird that has a cataract may be used for carbon. The Taisva says that if our Gemara is saying that what is kosher for a bird is the case where Akiva says Imalu lo yardu. So says Taisus, the only type of bird that's disqualified to be used for carbon is a bird that's mechusar aver. And that's the only case where the halach would be Imalu lo yardu. But something that if it's not mechusar, it's something that's not a disqualification by a bird, so we're learning now, could be left on the Mizbeach. But then I saw that there were Rishonim that suggest, and they say that that's what Rashi suggests, that the halacha would be that it's only by Dukin Shabayim. Because even though the halacha may be that by a bird, unless it's mechus or aver, it's not disqualified from a carbon, still there's a halacha, as we said before, kveyu nolif chasecha. Something that is visibly disfigured is not something that should be brought on the carb as a carbon. And therefore, even though technically it's kosher for a carbon by a bird, the halacha still is, it's not something that should be used as a carbon, and therefore only dukin shba'ayin, which is not a noticeable problem, does Rabbi Kiva say, imalu lo yardu, other things he would disagree. And based on this, I saw that the Shaul's Tshuvas from Ram Shik suggests that this concept that we keep on discussing, about HaKrivenol Fukasecha, that if something that wouldn't be brought for Avodah Zarah should not be brought as a carbon, should not be viewed as a Chumrah. It should be viewed as a Deraisa. Something that we wouldn't bring for that type of worship is disqualified with Deraisa as a carbon. So again, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechal, Hichshe B'Kiva, El B'Dukin Shba'ayin, only a cataract. Hoyav K'shem B'Eifes. V'hu, furthermore, says the Gemara, it's only in a case shehigdish kadam hikdish smumim, that when you magdish this animal, what it didn't have this problem. So therefore, the hegdish was a good hegdish. However, but otherwise, if when you magdish it, it already had this mum. So the way the mefarshim explained, it never had a kedushas aguf, and since it never had a kedushas aguf, there is no dinim alolo yerdu. For who shekadam hikdish smumim or ma'ir b'kiva b'olus nakeva, if somebody designated a nekeva for carbon oila, which a carbon oila is always a zachar, the halacha is the teirid. Why? The kadam hikdash mumim l'hikdash damim. The explanation is that just like if the mum is there before the hegdish, it never, as we just said, the carbon oila actually says the svart, it never attained the kedushas aguf. A female that was designated for carbon oila never attains kedushas aguf. If it never attains kedushas aguf, that's why the halacha is that there is no dinim olalo yardu. By Rabbi Yirmiyah, ask the Gemara, yesh nirva ba'ifis or ain nirva ba'ifis. If a person sodomized the bird, does the bird become disqualified or not? Mi aminin, and the Gemara explains the question. Mi aminin, do we say, the pasuk says by behema, min ha-behema, and from there we learn, v'haytzi esarayvus ha-nirva. The animal that was sodomized or sodomized is not usable for carbon. So we say, do we say, the kalechad isa b'roivah isa b'nirva, the kalechad leisa b'roivah leisa b'nirva, the two isurim travel together, because it's not possible to do, to be reveya and oif. Idoma, or do we say, that even though they don't, both of these cases are not possible, there's only nirba, not Rajaya, but still the bird that was used for Navera, a bird that's used for Navera, should not be used. Amarava Tashmar Kiva Maksha Balamumin. Our Mishnah said the Rakiva is lenient by Balamumin. But if the halachi is that by oif, by a bird, there is no disqualification of Raiva Venirva, Vem Isa Naksha Nami Lereba, he should say that if the bird was nirba, that if the animal was nirba and it was put on the mizbech lo yered, because he's saying now a new svara, hoil v'kosher b'ifus. He's saying that anything that's okay by a bird, if it was put on the mizbech by an animal, amol lo yered. Shema mina, the fact that Rabbi Akiva did not mention the case of nirba, it's a proof that it's not kosher b'ifus, and therefore there's never allowed to be late, remain on the mizbech. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Afanan Nami Tanima, Hanirba, a bird that was Nirba, Famukso was designated for Avodah Zarah, never was actually worshipped Avodah Zarah, Vesnan, Umechir, Vetumtum and Adroigonus, Kul Matam Begonim Beis Ablia. If they were swallowed, it's considered like if it's a kosher bird. There's the special Tumma that we learned before, that the Tumas Beis Ablia. Now, as we discussed quite extensively earlier in our Masechta, and we discussed it actually in today's shir as well, a bird that's brought in the Beis HaMikdash, the way the bird is brought in the Beis HaMikdash is through Malika. Now, normally, if one were to do Malika on a bird, it would be a Nevela, and it would be Tamei Nevela. These birds, but if you do it on a carbon, since that's the way the Torah wants you to kill the bird that you bring as a carbon, it doesn't become an Avela. Here, since all these various cases that we just discussed are kabonis, that are birds that should not be brought as a carbon, doing Malika is like killing it, the bird. And therefore, doing Malika is like killing the bird, and there's the special Tumas Beis Ablia. We learned further in the Mishnah, Chanina Sagana Kahanim says that he would not allow Bali Mumin on the Mizbeach. Ask the Gemara, Ma Kamashman, what does Rav Chanina ben Sekana Kahanim want to tell us by telling us that his father never allowed Bali Mumin on the Mizbeach? The Tanakam Va Mishnah also holds that way. It's only Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Answers the Gemara, Ibai Seyman Mas Kamashman, what he's trying to tell us is that this was something that did Halach Lamaisa. And throughout Shas, the rule is when something was actually acted upon. It was halacha lemaisa. It's a proof that that's the proper halacha. What is doichemin kalachiyad? What he did, his father didn't just take him off the mizbeach. What he did was he had them remove from the mizbeach the kalachiyad. Why? So the way Sfas Emes explains the Gemara is in a case where there's a bird or animal that's on the mizbeach that doesn't belong there. So of course he just removed it from the mizbeach. That's what the halacha wants us to do. What he's saying over here is that by the bird, by the animal that's a balmum, as we're learning, it's a machloikis tanakama b'kiva. According to the tanakama, it should be removed from the mizbeach. According from kiva, it can remain in the mizbeach. Because Rechanina Skanakhanim's father wasn't quite sure what is the halacha, what he did was he had them removed from the mizbeach klachiyad, not directly. So it shouldn't be to satisfy, because he wasn't sure what the halacha really is. We learned in the Mishnah, Kishem Shem Olu Lo Yardu, Kach Im Yardu, if they're off Lo Yalu. To which Ula says, Lo Yishanu, this halacha, that if something that doesn't belong in the Mizbeach ended up on the Mizbeach, and now it's off the Mizbeach, don't put it back on, is only in a case, Shlei Moshlem Ben Ar, that the fire didn't start burning it. Avo Moshlem Ben Ar, once the fire started burning it, the halacha is Yalu that should be put on. Says the Gemara, so now that Ula taught us a rule, the question is, what did Ula mean with this rule? So says the Gemara, Mari Masna Reisha. He's saying that the that halacha is that the Reisha told us the halacha Ola Lo Yardu. Still, the Mishnah is telling us Im Yardu La Yalu, and that says Ula. When is the halacha Yardu La Yalu? Only if the fire didn't start burning. But if the fire started burning, then even by them they should be put back on. We're going to learn on the in the next Mishnah, where the Mishnah teaches us how the bones and the veins, the horns and the hoofs. If they're attached to the body of the animal, yalu, they should be left on the mizbeach. Parshu, if they were separated from the animal, lo yalu, they should be taken off the mizbeach. And that says, Ula lo yishanu, el la mashal ben ha'or, if the fire didn't begin burning, av o mashal ben ha'or, if the fire already began burning, then even these parts yalu. Says the Marman de Masni a Sefer, the one that says the case of Ula, the rule of Ula is referring to the Sefer, which is talking about parts of the animal that don't belong on the Mizbeach altogether. Yet Ula is telling us, mashal ben ha'or, if they started being burnt, they should be left on the Mizbeach. So certainly in the ratio, we're talking about the animal itself, that if the fire started burning it, which this is part of the carbon that normally is, of course, burnt on the Mizbeach, if the fire started burning, the halacha is leave it on the Mizbeach. However, man de masnei reisha, the one that learns Ula's halacha is referring to the reisha, maybe only in the reisha where we're talking about the carbon itself, is there a halacha that if it started to burn, leave it. But a sefer, but when we're talking about the next Mishnah, which we're talking about parts of the animal that are not at all connected to the Mizbeach, the fact that it started burning, it shouldn't make a difference because these are parts that have no connection to the Mizbeach. I saw the sefer Mekar Baruch explains, what do we learn from this Gemara Pidrush? As long as Moshe Ben Ar, as long as the flame of Ruchnius is attached to a member of Klal Yisrael, then Yalu Lo Yardu, he's connected to Mizbeach, he's connected to Kedusha. As long as the fire is still burning, as long as there's still even a spark of Ruchnius in a human being, then he's still connected to the Mizbeach. Only Chas V'Shalom, if it's completely extinguished, need we be concerned. At least as we keep the spark burning, then his connection could only grow, and he could come back to the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to Klal Yisrael.